How you doing? This is Ivan from Bite Size Wisdom for Busy People. And today I'd like to share another quote by the famous Dutch philosopher Spinoza. The quote is, "To be what we are and to become what we are capable of becoming is the only aim in life." I really like this quote. So when he says, what are we capable of becoming? He is not talking in the worldly sense of becoming this or becoming that, of not becoming a successful person. So what is he talking about? Well, basically I see this earth plane as the ultimate playground, the ultimate school that we are each born into in order for us to learn whatever it is we need to learn to develop ourselves. And unfortunately, many of us will have to keep coming back time and time again until we learn enough and get to the point where we realize that whatever answer, whatever sense of fulfillment we are looking for in the world of matter, is ultimately not to be found. So then that's when our journey starts, our self-development journey, our spiritual journey of basically going in the opposite direction. And so what are we capable of becoming? So we are capable of becoming fully conscious, balanced human beings. Nature brought us up to a certain point, but it's up to us to develop ourselves further. If we don't develop ourselves further, we will just remain at the level that we are at, which is mainly at the world of perceiving the world from the level of matter, seeing things in a materialistic point of view. But as soon as we start our journey, we will begin the process of trying to become balanced in our minds, hearts, bodies, and energies. And once we start to get those in alignment is when we start to see that we can go beyond the mere appearances of things, beyond the world of matter, and we will start to develop our inner senses. And once we develop our inner senses, we can develop those to the point where we can have a direct perception, a direct knowingness, an intuitive understanding of our connection to the source of creation. And in doing so, we will have completed our mission here on Earth of becoming balanced, of becoming a truly conscious human being. When we can accomplish that, we will also, even while in our bodies, we will have found the source of our fulfillment. Our life will become truly rich. We will experience life with a new sense of aliveness. Because from an energetic point of view, many esoteric schools, many systems of yoga, many spiritual traditions, they all teach that we essentially have 7 major energy centers. There's hundreds, but 7 major ones. But most people, we are only operating, and our energy is mainly focused at the lowest end of the energy spectrum. And these energy centers are located near the base of our spine. So when our energy is only functioning and is only awakened at that lower level, we mainly see the world from a materialistic point of view. But that's the whole journey of our spiritual development, is that through various practices, like such as meditation, various breathing exercises, and with the right understanding, we can learn to start to balance our whole being, all the different various aspects of our being. And when we do that, we will start to activate and to start aligning the energies of all the subtle aspects of our being. We will start to activate the energy centers, which will allow us to go beyond matter, to see and perceive. And we will go beyond also the mental level. And we will start to have a direct perception of the spiritual realms. So that, in a nutshell, is what we are capable of. Alright guys, I hope you guys enjoyed that quote. If you guys have joined me for the first time here, subscribe and hit the notification bell. When I upload new videos, you will get an alert. And share with anyone who may find my content useful. And wherever you are in the world, I hope you guys are doing good. I'm doing good. So take care, guys. Peace.